Could I reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal?
Mr. Chief Justice, Your Honor, may it please the court. My name is David Jorgensen. I'm representing the appellant who's appealing from the decision of the District Court of Buffalo County, Nebraska, denying the appellant's appeal from the decision from the Director of the Department of Motor Vehicles, denying his request for the issuance of his commercial driver's license. The facts in this case are really pretty simple. My client, prior to 2013, had a commercial driver's license. He had, prior, subsequent to that time, he had an administrative license revocation and two DUI convictions. Based upon the statute 60-4168, a director of the Department of Motor Vehicles is required to disqualify for life his commercial driver's license. Anytime you have more than two or more combination DUIs or ALRs, then the director, pursuant to statute, is required to disqualify a commercial driver's license for life.
Are there any provisions in the statute for reinstatement of a license?
No. There are no specific statutes. The only statute that exists is if you have a revocation that has a term on it. After that term, you could ask for you reinstated, but because it's a lifetime revocation, that can't happen. So because my client had three of these, an ALR and two DUIs, his CDL was disqualified for life.
And that was memorialized by an order
of the director,
and there was no appeal taken.
There was no appeal at that time, because at that time my client had no cause of action to set aside in that. Subsequent to that time, my client made application to the County Court of Lincoln County, Nebraska, which was the court of jurisdiction of the DUIs, and he had both DUI convictions nullified pursuant to statute. And specifically, and the most important thing, is the statute that's involved specifically states that the order shall, when the conviction is nullified, remove all civil disabilities and disqualifications imposed as a result of the conviction. Let me read that again. It removes all civil disqualifications imposed by the statute.
Have we described this license disqualification as a civil sanction?
Yes.
There
isn't any question. This court in the past has said that the director's actions under the administrative license revocation and under the other statute is a civil proceeding. We know that it's not criminal. We know it's civil. It is a civil disqualification. In fact, if you look at the statute, and I brought a copy of the statute along with me, if you look at the statute 60-4168 that relates to the disqualification, the heading says disqualification when. The statute involved calls it a disqualification. So his lifetime disqualification was a statute, was authorized by the statute that called it a disqualification. So we know it's a civil proceeding, and we know it's a disqualification. So it's a civil disqualification. Last week, The precise legal issue is whether or not, as a result of the probation statute that allows the removal of all civil disqualifications, right, what that is 60-2264, whether that, by its plain reading, sets aside the disqualification for life.
Do you think there's a difference between setting aside a conviction and vacating a conviction, and if so, is that
Well, this statute goes even further than that. The probation statute doesn't just set it aside, just doesn't make it, it nullifies it. And as you know, Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I was reading a case by this court that was rendered last week, State v. Wagner. And one of the paragraphs that this court stated, and I'm reading verbatim from what you said last week, it is not within the province of a court to read a meaning into a statute that is not wanted by the language. I don't know how many times judges have kind of shoved at me, can't you read the plain language of the statute? Judge Castle, I know you did that when you were district court judge a couple of times. Read the plain language. Okay, what don't we understand about this language?
What are you talking about? Part B?
Of 22, 29, 22, 64. That's the plain language of the removal of the set-aside statutes, where it says, the setting aside and the order shall remove all civil disqualifications imposed as a result of the conviction. The DWI conviction, the result of those convictions was the disqualification. Now, what's even more beautiful about my argument is that the legislature a few years ago, when the SOAR Act was questioned about whether it could be used on determining whether or not somebody was penalized under the, that act, in the McCabe case, it was argued that you couldn't use that because it was set aside under the statute. So the legislature went ahead and amended 2964 by specifically excluding anything relating to the SOAR Act. So the legislature has the ability to limit the effect of this set aside.
Do you concede that if your client was convicted of the other number, the DUI, the prior DUI, you're supposed to apply to be enhanced?
I'm sorry?
That those prior convictions
currently used to enhance? Oh, to enhance a DUI, they could be, absolutely. Because that's an exception. But that's a criminal
offense. The legislature defined conviction.
Right. And a conviction can be an administrative tribunal proceeding. And they specifically said in the statute that if you read it, it only relates to convictions that are not set aside. So I think the statute presumes
that they can be set aside.
Right. No. When I wrote the brief, I thought it was, but then as I got thinking about the case, why even argue that? Because the statute's plain meaning says, if you have a conviction set aside under the statute, all disqualifications are removed. Period. This is no question. This is a civil disqualification. I mean, you can't argue that. It is a civil disqualification, and the statute says all are removed. What don't we understand about the plain reading of the statute? It's pretty simple, I think. Now, I know the state has other arguments, but if you use the court's logic in previous cases about plain reading of the statute, it says it's got to be removed. And if it's removed, then he should have had his license issued. I think it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. It seems to me, when I read the plain reading of the statute, all civil disqualifications have been removed. This was a civil disqualification. If they wanted to make an exception, it could have, just like with the SOAR Act. It could have said that that is not going to be removed. Or they had a whole, there's seven of them that listed that this probation act doesn't apply to. But they didn't include this one. So that meant that he left it out on purpose. No. They left it on the I think Professor Hornsberger's pregnant negative test applies in that case. They intentionally left it out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Johnson Wiles, good morning to you.
Good morning.
May it please the court, counsel, Melissa Johnson Wiles, Assistant Attorney General, appearing on behalf of the Avenue of Fond du Lac, Director of the Department of Public Health. As you know, this is the Board of Appeals and over at the District Court for Buffalo County, dismissing his action against Juan Delaney, the director, and denying his request to have his commercial driver's license to the state. And we ask that the court dismiss this appeal for lack of jurisdiction. So briefly, there was a Mr. Woodward had a December 2010 first conviction for DUI. After that conviction, the Director of the Department of Vehicles sent him notice that his driver's license, his commercial driver's license was revoked for a one-year period of time, and he was disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle for that period of time. Also, we gave him that notice that if he had another one, he would be revoked and disqualified for life. In January of 2013, Mr. Woodward had another driving under the influence conviction. This is a second offense, aggravated DUI conviction. And on January 7, 2013, the Director of the Department of Motor Vehicles issued an order revoking Mr. Woodward's commercial driver's license and disqualifying his vehicle for a lifetime period. This order was not approved.
As I read the briefing, it's your position that the order that was entered by the department has the effect as a judgment and cannot go in order.
That's correct. The order of the director was final January 2013. It's not approved, and what Mr. Woodward is seeking to do in this case is to collaborate and tackle with events that events will discuss later, events that happen after that.
Did you agree with convictions?
Yes, he had a variety of things happening, administrative revocations as well as convictions, but those two convictions were, those two convictions were the basis for the January 2013 lifetime disqualification. The county court entered an order under the probation administration statute setting aside those convictions. Yes, it nullifies the conviction.
And then if the conviction is nullified, why would be entitled to have disabilities and disqualifications removed?
Well, this court has found that an allocation of a conviction under the probation administration statute does not completely obliterate the conviction.
But if these convictions have resulted in the loss of the commercial driver's license, doesn't this section provide that the
Well, I think one thing to point out, an important thing to point out, is we're not just talking about a civil disqualification of a commercial driver's license, the ability to have a commercial driver's license. It's also a revocation. And the statute provided that at the time of the director's order, his license was revoked for a lifetime period. And the statute specifically says that revocation is not subject to renewal or restoration. And this is specific to the commercial driver's license statute. I would probably characterize it more as a general statute versus I think of the revocation of the commercial driver's license is a civil sanction under the commercial driver's license. The act related to commercial driver's licenses. So it's a civil remedy as opposed to a criminal remedy.
What,
but that doesn't answer the question.
What I'm hearing, what I'm arguing, is If for whatever reason, if the record will not enter an order of revocation, lifetime disqualification, if it simply had been pending, and the county court had notified two predicate convictions, you would concede that an order after that pending time could not be entered disqualifying for life.
No, I'm not conceding what I'm stating.
I thought your argument was resting upon this being a collateral attack upon previous courts.
Well, that's one of the biggest arguments, because really gets to the really good fact that the court did not have jurisdiction to entertain on this action in the first place.
Is there any statutory authority that's large to reinstate or left the revocation?
There is not. And that's the position that I argued from the brief, and that is that there's a lot of discussion about the probation administration statute, but that's a general statute, has general language. The fact is that the word disqualification, commercial driver's licenses, it's a term of art. It has specific, there are specific proceedings requiring that.
That legislation that I'm talking about. I know it's yes, DUIs and lifetimes and lifetimes and two hours. And after he has completed his appointments and probation, this section of housing and finance and
I'm not sure that I can give you an example of other civil disabilities.
Is this a right with no right?
What right? You mean the 29-22-64? What I'm saying is that there will be no application to the community driver's license yet. And the reason for that is that they are very specific. They outline exactly when you are revoked, when you're disqualified. And they also outline the purpose of the statute, which is to protect the public. Commercial drivers are highly regulated. As we outlined in our brief, there's a reason for that. It's to meet the requirements of federal laws, to protect the public, to protect the public, but the safety of the roads from individuals who are driving the road.
So we would say that remove all civil laws, all civil disqualifications are renewed,
my position is that we do not take the statute that is actually in fact collaterally attack something that was final when it's final, when it was entered, because we are looking at
the qualifications of reading.
Not in my opinion or not in my position, because the decision is we have to look at the commercial driver's license statute, Well, I think this court has, in reviewing the statute in the past, has determined that it doesn't nullify the conviction to the point that you can ignore it, right? You recognize that in the trade
case.
I guess what I would say to you is that I can't, it's not really my position to, I'm not in the position to analyze some very broad language of that statute. What I can tell you is that it doesn't apply to our statute. Well,
you're saying this has no application.
I will tell you this, not in a DUI context, but in a different context, we have occupational licenses, such as liquor control, liquor licenses, where the license is not allowed for someone who has a class one misdemeanor. And we've had people come in and had their convictions set aside by Mr. Jorgensen in particular, and come into the commission, and the commission said, okay, the conviction is set aside, so we will, so we're no longer disqualified from having a liquor license. So we can grant you that liquor. That is different than with commercial drivers who have a specific.
Your version, disqualifications are renewed, that is some of it.
Some civil disqualifications, and it could mean a lot of things. I think the term disqualification is very.
What you have is not going to be removed from what we're focused on the commercial driving statute.
Right. We need to look at the specific statutes, which specifically say that a disqualification actually includes a lot of different things, a revocation, a removal of the ability to have a license, cancellation, suspension, my little state. There's a broad, and I don't think that I have
to decide that. But how does that, which is renamed, which is renamed? That definition, how does that definition?
I guess by reason.
What's the universe, what could be removed, and what can't, or you could understand what we do next.
I think my reason for explaining that to you is that the term disqualification is a term of art, and it's specific in the commercial driver's license world, as opposed to the term disqualification under the probation statute is generic.
Now, so we've been talking about disqualification and what that means.
Right.
And it shifted just a little bit to talking about conviction and what that means when these different settings.
Okay.
Is the term, has the legislature defined conviction for purposes of the administrative license revocation of commercial driver's license?
Yes.
And that is defined as 60-4168, correct?
Yes.
And it's conviction is specifically defined to mean an unvacated adjudication of guilt. So that's the sort of conviction, an unvacated adjudication of guilt, it's the sort of conviction which, if you get the sufficient number of them, will give rise to the disqualification for the subsequent administrative revocation.
Right.
Correct? Is it your position that a conviction for purposes of the administrative license revocation is perhaps different than a conviction that is set aside as a probation?
I think it can be different. I think it's the intention of that definition is to make it broader, to let everyone know that for purposes of whether you're going to be revoked or disqualified, the term conviction means a determination by a court applying to jurisdiction or administrative adjudication or a number of other things. So that basically brings in the whole a broader net of items that can subject to someone to revocation.
What's the state's position with respect to the difference between setting aside a conviction and a vacation?
My position, I do not think it's unreasonable, and I believe that the term unvacated adjudication of guilt under the commercial driver's license statute means something that has survived an appeal, or perhaps survived some sort of collateral attack on the issue of voidness or something like that at the early stages, not setting aside under the probation and administration statute. I know that I'm out of time. I'd just like to state that the state that appellants and positions was accepted for so all issues by arguing free. I don't think the court has jurisdiction for this. But if the appellant's position is accepted, this would completely undermine the purpose of it's not only frustrating, but undermine the entire purpose of the commercial process and stuff.
Thank you. Do we have time for rebuttal?
He has 55 seconds.
55 seconds.
Mr. Jordan. Mr. Jordan. Just a couple comments. One, with respect to Judge Castle's question about the collateral attack. We're not doing a collateral attack. At the time the director entered the orders on revocation, for those purposes, those were final orders. But at that time, the convictions hadn't been set aside. So there's been absolutely no way that we had a cause of action even pending at the time when the director's order came out. We only have a cause of action once we've got the conviction set aside. That's when it's ripened into a cause of action.
What do you say to the state's position, as I understand it, that not all disqualifications are created equal?
Well, in my answer is that the legislature has addressed that in the probation statute. There are seven exceptions to where the setting aside of the conviction would not affect these seven items. And they most recently revisited that after the McCabe case. So that tells me that the legislature, if they want to make an exception, would do that. Yes, that's the one right after the McCabe case. But there's six other ones that are listed there that statute would not set aside the civil disqualification. So the point being is that the legislature has that ability, and I know you defer to the legislature oftentimes, is that the legislature has determined we will make the exception. It's not going to be found in some other statute. These are the exceptions to that probation statute and the set aside. And they listed them. They have not listed one of these. Finally, I don't think it makes any difference whether how we call the conviction under a civil statute or a criminal statute. The DUI is a criminal conviction, and the DWI convictions were set aside. And they were the basis for the lifetime revocation. So the criminal convictions, we know they were criminal convictions, and they were set aside. Nullified. But more importantly, the language in it said all civil disqualifications are removed. So what are the civil disqualifications for the criminal conviction? The lifetime revocation.
The legislature has always that lifetime revocation, correct?
The legislature in that statute has said the director is authorized to go ahead and do that.
Which he did. Did they authorize them to set that aside?
Well, yes, because that's like
administrative.
Well, we can always appeal administrative decisions. In administrative license revocation, we do that all the time. The director revokes a license, we appeal. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. If we win, then the license is given back to our client. So absolutely, the history is, and I've won a number of them. So I know that I can get the license back from my client if I win.
Speaking of license, if we were to accept your interpretation of the statute, do you think it would have an adverse impact on trial judges giving probation to offenders who are being sentenced for DUI?
No, because that's civil, and I don't think the judge in setting aside the things you consider in that statute, the setting aside the criminal conviction, deal with other items and they list the items they can consider, and so they're limited.
Operator's license revoked as a result of his DUI conviction?
His operator's license would have been revoked for a period of time.
How long?
I assume his license, they were only second offenses. He may have pled the two first offenses. His operator's license might have been revoked 6 months or a year, I would have guessed. Each time, I didn't represent him on the other
one. This had been a DUI third, going to have a 15-year license. As a result, is it your position that would have evaporated
no,
the set aside?
No, because that's the enhancement statute.
So that legislation, the
criminal statute specifically says if you have a third offense, your license, your criminal statute says it's revoked for 15 years. That's not the director. That is the statute that says the criminal penalty for a third offense. No, the statute says that the judge shall revoke your license for 15 years in order not to drive. The judge does that. Not the administrative director.
Now, at one point, that was a lifetime.
The DUI at one time. Well, yeah, you got it. Yeah, sometime years ago.
And when that was changed to a 15-year revocation, setting aside that conviction didn't change the lifetime revocation.
No, because that was the criminal sanction and there wasn't anybody. When you're dealing with enhancements under the criminal law, the probation statute doesn't affect that. For example, if you have two prior DUIs and I got those both set aside, if you had another one, it would still be a third offense for criminal prosecution. All I'm talking about in my appeal is that The statute says the civil disqualification is removed. All I can do is read the plain reading of the statute. If the legislature didn't want to do it, they would have said, except for commercial driving licenses. They didn't say that. I mean, again, plain reading of the statute, which is that? No, I think that was the last one they had. Yeah, and then they make another one, you know, if I'm successful. Here's, that's their choice. They can react to the law, and that's what I think when the SOAR thing came down. We said, whoops, maybe we ought to exclude that, so they did. So you make your decision, and the legislature responds. But again, I'm sorry?
The holding in McCain may have been superseded by statute.
Yes, yes. Anyway, all I'm telling you is what I've learned over 42 years of practice and what you told me to do is read the plain language in the statute. And I'm just there to ask you to remember this, but don't you understand about all civil disqualifications are removed, except for these seven. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case for today is Sterna versus Scooter. I am confused on this matter. The court has joined by Judge Reedman in the Court of Appeals. Justice Wright will preside and not give everybody a moment.